We didn't want to walk by faith. We'd rather walk by sight so we could see where we're going. Tonight, when I get through talking, you're going to have the opportunity to go somewhere, and you'll not know where, and you'll not know how you got there, and you'll not know how you got back.
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Mule Shoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on August 4th, 2021, and is titled, Where Are You Flying To? Grab your Bible, turn to the book of Acts, and let's join Steve in the message.
But he said to his disciples, take and eat. This is my body, broken for you. And he held up the loaf and he broke it, full well knowing that he's the bread of life. Full well knowing that in just a matter of hours, his very own body will hang on a cross in place of ours. Then he held up the cup and he said, drink, all of you. Do this in remembrance of me for the remission of sins, for the forgiveness of sin, for the forgiveness of sins. All of you, this is my blood poured out for many. Do this as often as you think of me. This is our covenant with God. Through his blood, through his body, through his sacrifice, and our belief, we become the resurrected church. We become the dwelling place of the Spirit of the living God. We begin to walk in covenant with God in a bilateral agreement. That when we take this cup and we eat this bread, not only do we acknowledge that Jesus Christ gave his life and his blood for the forgiveness of our sins, to reestablish us, to reconcile us, to draw us back unto himself, but he also called us to a place of service. He called us to a place of ownership. He called us to a place of responsibility. He called us to be disciples. He called us to lay down our lives, take up our crosses, and come and follow him. Tonight, as you enjoy your little wafer and your little drink, you remember what that represents for your salvation. But tonight I want you to remember what it represents when you lay down your life for those around you, for the next batch. You see, he said, you'll never find your life unless you lose it. Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it won't multiply and reproduce. Tonight, remember, it may be time to give your bread. It may be time to give your blood. It may be time to begin to become a living sacrifice. Jesus, thank you for what you've done for us. Now, Lord, show me what I can do for others. Help me lay down my life. Lord, we pray your special anointing now over this time, these sacraments. Enjoy that with your family. If you're here by yourself or a friend, take your time with the Lord. I would like for y'all to sing that song again, the one right before the last one, about speaking the name of Jesus. As you finish tonight, spend some time quiet and praying, whatever you need to do. You want to stand up or join in singing. And when the Murphs believe that everybody's kind of had their time, then we'll move on to something else. But right now, we're a covenanted people. It's time to acknowledge that before God.
Prayers of righteous men will availeth much, and the sick shall be made well. The brokenhearted should be healed. The very thing that was quoted by Philip, that was being read by the eunuch, Jesus did for every one of us. He took away your infirmities. He took away your diseases. He died on the cross that you be made well, that you be made whole. Tonight you're hearing the word of God. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Today we speak the word of God because that's the outcry of our hearts. Because God is in us. And we believe that our God, Jehovah God, creator of heaven and earth, will heal our bodies, bind up our broken hearts, set our foot up on a rock, put hope and promise in our spirit, put a fire in our bosom that'll tell us to get up in the morning and rebuke a bad report and charge hell with a water pistol. So tonight, I don't need to know your troubles. God knows everything about you. I'm going to walk by and put the oil on you. And when the Holy Ghost says speak, I'm going to speak. If he don't say speak, it's going to keep moving. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Brother, in the name of Jesus, be healed in Jesus' name. Sister, you be healed and receive the power of the Holy Ghost.
Fear and hallelujah. Anxiety.
Break every generational curse off this sister in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that she be well and she be whole. I pray right now. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Break every stronghold.
Hold on, Bert. Hold on. Let me tell you something right now. The Lord told me tonight, Brittany. There was a mantle over you before you were born. God knew every hair on your head. He perfectly knit you in your mother's womb. And the Lord has put a mantle above you. A mantle of courage. A mantle of motherhood. A mantle of a Psalm or a Proverbs 31 wife. A mantle that says, I'll fight for my family. I'll fight for my God. I'll stand in the gap and pray. Over time, the enemy has tried to cause you to doubt that. God wants you to know today that that mantle is still there. That when God looks at you, he sees the banner he put over you. This is my child, whom I love, and with her I'm well pleased. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray over Leon right now. Church, pray with me, because he has gone to the front lines of war. And right now, God, I pray that you gird him up in the power of the Holy Ghost, and that, God, he'd walk on the truth shod with the readiness of the gospel and the helmet of salvation, belted with the truth of righteousness, God, that he hold up the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. And God, you prepare him for battle, that he not be a man of fear, but a man of courage, a man of good cheer, a man that's brave and ready to roll. And God, surround him not only with the armies of men, but the armies of heaven, that cloud of witnesses that watches over him. We pray victory now.
Pray victory. From the mountains,
right from the mouth of the prayer warrior, we pray victory in Jesus' name.
Jesus in the darkness.
Thank you, Lord, for the precious power, Lord. God bless you all today.
Jesus, for my family, I speak the holy name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Jesus in the streets.
Hallelujah.
Jesus in the darkness.
For the kingdom of God, and they'll be standing there and they'll be wearing pants or a t-shirt, but they're kingdom doors. They're where the kingdom dwells. And in this community we have kingdom pillars of the kingdom. Bless you, Lord. Thank you. I pray, Coleman, you be one of those. Be one of those. Be that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. My buddy Curtis, I love this guy.
Let's bless him.
Couldn't do this without him. Just bless
him.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Shelly. Thank you for Debbie. And Lord, I know right now you're calling us all out. You're calling us out to step it up. You're calling us out. Stay strong in your word. Stay strong in the prayer.
Worthy is your name.
Debbie, Lord.
tonight, and we ain't even preached. How many of y'all believe God's real? How many of y'all believe God's for us and not against us? How many of y'all love Jesus? Can only be because He first loved us. Amen. Can I give a short word before we baptize? We've just had a lot going on tonight. Praise God. How many of y'all like doing church this way? Carolyn just had a word there, and she's up here that our altars are dead. I don't know if she's talking about this one or in general. Is that the altars where they made the sacrifice? Now the altar's kind of where we make our requests. God's calling us to a time of repentance. This is where you lay down your sins and you get up and you walk off. You don't do it anymore. And you become a living sacrifice. I want to share one story out of the Bible just to thank you. I'm not going to go over to the kitchen table tonight. I'm just going to hang out down here. I'm not going to be very long because I think there'll be a response to the water tonight as well. But I was already going to speak tonight out of Acts chapter 8, starting in verse 26. It's a very familiar piece of scripture for me, and I'm sure it is for many of you. I want to read through it right quick, and there's a couple highlights that I want to point out, and we'll just see. Tonight, I believe that God has responded to our faith, and I believe that the people have been faithful to respond to God. Thank you, Lord. He wants you to know tonight that He's made Himself fully available so that your life will be the same in the morning. He's fully available outside this building. Truth of the matter is, nothing's been orchestrated tonight, nothing pre-planned, nothing manufactured, nothing man-made. It's truly been God. Same thing happened in chapter 8, verse 26 of the book of Acts. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert." So he arose and went. Behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority. See, I always thought of an Ethiopian eunuch as a skinny guy looking for a Snickers bar. But an Ethiopian eunuch was actually a man well-to-do. He was a man in a high place. You know, I just had some little bone rack with his belly button up against his backbone, kind of how I had it in my mind. He'd be an easy preach. Well, you take a guy that's well-to-do and a guy that's self-sufficient, they're not always the easiest. That's why America is so hard to evangelize. That's why it is so necessary to be sent by God. You see, the apostles were sent ones. Have you been sent? If so, who to? And where to? I'm telling you today, it's easy ministry when people are in need. When people are in need, that door's wide open. And we're called to do that. But what about those who aren't in need? Like down there at the sale barn, that ain't easy. We got some guys pretty self-sufficient around there. Telling them they need Jesus may not be that easy. You can't tell a guy what he needs when he doesn't need anything. I got a better idea. Let's just let God translate us to where we need to be. Send us where we need to go and let Him reveal Himself through us that they may or may not need Jesus. But once you know He exists, what are you going to do about that? You won't anybody forget this little get together tonight. I've been in 10 million church services. I remember a couple of them. Yeah. When God shows up, reveals Himself. He didn't go anywhere, but reveals Himself. And so He sends Peter down to this guy, and he says, and he was in charge of all the treasury of the queen. And then he went down to Jerusalem to worship and was returning and sitting in his chariot. He was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, See, this is the discipleship thing. I don't know how you train somebody to be a disciple. How many of you have heard Matthew 28 quoted every week? Go into all the nations, making disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. How do you make a disciple? Can you build one? What can I make you do? I can't make you stay married. I can't make you straighten up. It's not my job to manage your life. I can barely keep a handle on mine. That word make actually means to create the atmosphere for. Create the atmosphere for discipleship. Teach the word. Operate in the Holy Spirit. Reveal to mankind. That won't always make a bigger crowd. That won't always fill the coffers of the treasury. But to create an atmosphere of truth, laying out the groundwork for the necessity for obedience, necessity for submission to the lordship of God, the necessity of laying down your life for somebody else, loving something more than you, the Spirit and the following of the Spirit. Man, it seems like all of a sudden I'm having discussions every day with people that think they're going to heaven with no idea who the Holy Ghost is. Now, let me tell you, let me ask you something. If a cousin you had from a long time ago, but you never met him, you didn't fool with him, but one day he shows up and moves into your house, I want to know how many weeks he's there before you find out what his name is. I want to know how many weeks he's there before he eats out of your refrigerator. Or you recognize the sound of his voice. Or where he left his toothbrush or his dirty underwear. How many of you would have the long lost cousin living in your house for 2 or 3 weeks, much less 2 or 3 decades, and you wouldn't know who he was, you didn't know how he smelled, you didn't know what he sounded like, you didn't know where he resided, you didn't know what he liked to eat, you didn't know what he wanted to do, you didn't know a cotton picking thing about him, you just got some cousin living in your house wishing someday he'd live somewhere else. The Bible tells me that when a man becomes born again, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, the same one that raised Jesus from the dead, now lives in you. Can you hear him? You know he's there? You know his name? You know who he is? Well, I just never have had anybody live with me like that. Well, I tell you, you're in a mess. You're in a mess. I'd call on Jesus. See if I couldn't get my mess fixed. The Spirit said to Philip, you know why I think a lot of us are not answering the call on our life? Because I think there's a jillion people warming the pews of America that couldn't hear God if he kicked them in the shins. My Bible says in John 10 that he's the good shepherd and the sheep know his voice. They hear him and they follow him. And they're coming in and they're going out. Are you a sheep or are you a goat? Doesn't say in the Bible the goats hear him, just the sheep. If you hear him, where's he sending you to? Where are you going? Well, I've been going to church. Really? Why don't you ask God to send you to a bar? There might be some Ethiopians over there. There might be somebody sitting in the bar. I'm not telling you to go over there and party. I'm telling you to go over there and sit still and think about that guy that's sitting there tonight wanting to take his sorrows down the toilet with Jack Daniels when all the whole time he's remembering when his mama dropped him off at Sunday school. They did a little deal on me several years ago, the 700 Club did. I can always tell when they play it again because there'll be some guy sitting in a motel room somewhere, been to a horse sale or a team roping or something, and he done found that Gideon Bible sitting in there under the lamp or in the drawer, and he done listened to me on the 700 Club about, you know, playing that country song backwards where you get your dog back and your wife back and your house back. God give me all my stuff back, just like playing a country song backwards. I tell my little story on the 700 Club, and I'll get a phone call. Some guy trying to suck that telephone through his nose and snotting and slobbing around, trying to thumb through that old Gideon Bible and wondering what to do. And the whole time you're going, praise Jesus. That guy wasn't sitting in church. That guy was doing his hell at the motel room, thumbing through a Gideon Bible. He said, Philip, go near and overtake the chariot. Philip's a guy on foot. This guy's got a buggy. He's in charge of all the queen's stuff. Hey, Philip, run up beside that guy and see what he's doing. When's the last time you chased somebody down to see what they were thinking about? Well, I just mind my own business. Good, that would be a great answer for Jesus. Just tell him. I know you died for me, Jesus, but I've been minding my own business. Well, Philip ran up there and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, do you understand what you're reading? He said, how can I unless someone guides me? Really important. Because when you go back and you read in the Bible, and he said, who is it that says you're a follower of Apollos? Paul. See, here's what happened in America today. We became followers of Catholicism. We became followers of Methodism. We became followers of Cowboy Baptistal. I'm calling you tonight to be followers of the Holy Ghost. Followers of God. And for those of you who are followers of God with a knowledge of the Bible, ask God which chariot he wants you to run up to, because somebody's sitting there and doesn't have a clue. I've had more conversation than I'd like to admit today about a false sense of salvation, about indoctrination entering the minds of men to where you never hear, thus saith the Lord. All you hear is I think and I feel, and they're going to hell in a handbasket. No revelation of the kingdom of God, no revelation of what's really going on, but they've been told they're all right because they prayed a prayer and they blew some snot and they made it to church. They're on the board, they're leading the choir, they're doing the finger painting class. I don't know what all you do, but unless a man be born again, he will not see nor will he enter the kingdom of God. And how will a man understand the Bible unless the author and perfecter of your faith himself teaches it? He said, you need no man to be your teacher. I will teach you by my anointing. He said in John 14:20. He said, I'll send you the counselor, the spirit of truth. He'll teach you all things and remind you of everything that I said. There is no excuse for a man to be ignorant of the Bible today. There is no excuse for a man to be ignorant of the ways of God, because God has given us everything necessary for life and godliness, and God has given us his spirit, will teach us the word of God. I have stood on that for 25 years, and everybody that hears this come out of my mouth, they know I've not been indoctrinated by a seminary. I've not been a follower of any man. I have bowed my knee to the Lord Jesus Christ, and I count on the Holy Spirit to wake me up at 2 in the morning and tell me where my heart needs to change, and to wake me up at 4 in the morning and tell me where I need to get up and go. 25 years later, I'll get up and go there. Place in scripture where he was reading. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before the shearers was silent, in Isaiah 53. So he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away. And who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. Philip began to explain to him about the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God and the Son of Man. The one John talked about, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. The one who would die a gruesome death and resurrect to a glorious kingdom. So the eunuch answered Philip and said, I ask you, of whom does this prophet say of himself or some other man? And then Philip opened his mouth, began at the scripture, preached Jesus to him. Now as they went down the road, they came to some water. Ain't anybody said anything about getting baptized to join a church. Sorry if I'm picking on your group, but they could probably use a little picking on. They're just going down the road. Who's leading this whole thing? Spirit of God. Spirit of God.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message, Where Are You Flying To? Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.